new guidelines from the CDC when it comes to wearing masks. It outlined the new set of measures for communities where COVID is easing its grip, with less of a focus on positive test results and more on what's happening at hospitals. The new system greatly changes the look of the CDC's risk map and puts more than 70% of the U.S. population in counties where COVID is posing a low or medium threat to hospitals. The CDC now says that people living in such areas can stop wearing masks, but it still advises that folks, including school children, wear masks where the risk of COVID remains high. The new recommendations do not change the requirement to wear masks on public transportation and indoors in airports, train stations, and bus stations. Well, that is a lot to digest, and let's see what we can get as far as the most important aspects of this new announcement. David Dowdy is live on Skype with us, an epidemiologist at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. David, thank you so much for being with us. What is your biggest takeaway?
Well, thanks for having me. My takeaway here is that the CDC is starting to focus less on cases and tests, more on what's in the hospital, and that they are acknowledging that that risk is going down, and it may be okay to start easing up a little bit.
Now, if I can pull back the curtain on what we've been doing in our newsroom for hours, is trying to track down what I think is one of the most important questions here. No masks, even if you're not vaccinated, or if you haven't been vaccinated, should you consider keeping that mask on for your protection and protecting everyone around you?
So the CDC says that you may choose to wear a mask at any time, but they are not differentiating between vaccination status and their masking advice going forward.
So how do you take that as a public health professional, as someone who is determined to help all of us put this virus behind us or get it under control?
Well, so what I would focus on is the recommendation from the CDC that everyone get vaccinated. I think that's still priority number one. And for people who haven't been vaccinated, I think there's still no better time. That being said, most people in the United States have some level of immunity against this virus now because of being infected or vaccinated. And so I think it's a recommendation that makes sense, but would not take our eyes off the recommendation to get vaccinated if you have not.
You live in our greater region here. We understand that for most of the WTOP listening area, maybe with the exception of Stafford County, Virginia, which has what's known as a medium infection rate, we are considered low here. Can we now walk around without masks?
Well, so you still need to follow your local guidance. I know that in many cities, jurisdictions around here, the local mask mandates are still in effect, although they may be coming out soon. But beyond that, I think it becomes more of a personal choice. So it's not wrong to continue wearing a mask, but it's also not wrong to take it off if it's allowed by your local jurisdiction.
In your professional opinion, does this feel different than where, you know, the president was talking about July 4th barbecues and we shed those masks and it was really just a dip in the action and we really got hit hard again with Delta and Omicron?
I think that we have to be ready for the possibility of another wave. I think that no one can rule that out. But I also think that it makes sense to, while transmission is going down right now, to act accordingly. So I think it makes sense to relax a little bit now, but be ready in case that next wave hits.
What would you like to add here tonight as we go into this weekend?
It's important for us to recognize that things are getting better. We can therefore live our lives a little bit more, but we can't rule out the possibility of future waves. So it's nice to live life a little more, but to be ready for the future as well.
We appreciate the update, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you.